Hare Krishna. So, how to perceive the subtle body when the gross body is already gone? So, we are in verse 67 and we'll continue onward. So, verse 67 is discussing sometime in dream we see something never experienced or heard of in this life. It's a repetition. But all these incidents have been experienced at different times, means in different lives, in different places, maybe in different planetary systems, and different conditions, which means in a demigod or a dog or something like that. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, sometime in a dream somebody can see ocean on the peak of mountain, which is not possible, or a golden mountain, which is not possible. But how is this all happening? Mind joined two things of two different experiences of two different lives, two different places and two different times. So conclusion is that these are all mental concoctions. Because last verse was the chariot of mind, you know, mental concoction. Hellish planet arises from mental concoction. So this is mental concoction. How mind mix many things together from a different experience of the different places, different time and different conditions. The next verse 68. Mind of the living entity continue to exist in various gross bodies. Bodies change but mind is same. Soul leave the gross body but mind accompanies soul. And according to one's desire for sense gratification, the mind records different thoughts. In the mind these appear together in different combinations. Therefore these images sometimes appear as things never seen or never heard before. The activities of living entity in the body of the dog may be experienced in the mind of a different body. Like some people are very expert in imitating the sound of dog. Everybody cannot do, but he can do very nicely. It means he lived very nicely as a dog body, so he has taken that from there. So people are doing like that, you know. So this is continuity from the different life. So Srila Prabhupada is writing now the third, what we are discussing is now the third subject matter of this chapter, transmigration of the soul. So here is the word coming first time. The transmigration of the soul is caused by a subtle body, which is the storehouse of all kinds of material desires. Then go a little down. Sensual images are recorded in the mind in chronological order. And they manifest one after another. And therefore we get one after another body. The mind plans material enjoyment and the gross body serve as the instrument to realize such desire and plans. And then advice of Srila Prabhupada. Na Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitate Kariya Ke Arana Kariya Mane Asha. In my mind don't have any other desire. If you have a desire, then you have to accept body. Na asha, mane asha. Asha means desire, mane means mind. Verse 69 verse is the same vein, but it's most important. Maybe millions of time, millions of lives experience in mind. But one become Krishna conscious. Krishna at once, all impression can be seen in dream and all bodies can be finished in dream, and then he will be delivered. And Srila Prabhupada quoting Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, like Krishna showed the universal form to Yashoda in the mouth, so all many times impression Krishna can immediately in one show, everything can be finished and he can be liberated. This is the hopeful verse, very hopeful verse 69, very hopeful. Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifesting exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. Now, what is the concept? Sattvaika nishte manasi bhagavattah prashvavartani vartinini tamasah. Well, this is the example given. See, normally, the planet Rahu is invisible. But when it comes in front of the moon in eclipse, so because it covers the moon's light, so we say it is a Rahu. So Rahu is only seen because it comes in front of the sun. So similarly, our minds, all impression when they come in front of Krishna, they can be seen at one time and then disappear. So they are there, but they can... This is what said Krishna to his dear devotees, may in a dream, all the sufferings can be finished. As an astrologer, one of our pandits used to say, in your astrology, you have to go to the jail. Now you do one thing. You voluntarily go and make a friendship and enter into the jail and come out. Then your this problem will be solved. So we were preaching in the jail, so we were thinking, instead of going to the jail by crime, we were going in the jail to get out of this one. A couple lifetimes things are over. So there are so many lifetimes Krishna wants, he can finish all the impression of the mind, which might a person have to take millions of births, which can be finished in one moment. So that's what actually here it is said. Now Srila Prabhupada's purport. Sometimes, however, by the supreme will of Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole stock pile can be visible at one time. And Brahma Sahita says, karmani nirdahayati kinto cha bhakti bhajam. So because of the devotion, a stockpile of material desire minimized indeed. No longer fructify in the form of grass bodies, finished. Then the example of Rahu planet. And then Srila Prabhupada is saying, all these astronauts, they said we are going to moon, actually they are going to Rahu. Because Rahu they cannot see, and they, which is in front of this moon. So they go to the Rahu and come back. So those who are going to the Rahu, there's a bad planet actually. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is speaking, this thing. Now, next page. Sattvic Nishti. What is Sattvic Nishti? In this verse, Sattvic Nishti means Krishna consciousness. Sattvaika Nishti. In one stroke, he can be freed from all past and future mental desires. Past, future means past is called Sanchit Karma. Past technically is called Sanchit Karma. And future is called Kriyaman. Kriyaman means which we are now going to make for future. So all this Sanchit, it means is stored, or Kriyaman, which means in the process of future happening, they all are immediately finished. And then Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, as Krishna shows in mouth universe, so similarly, a Krishna conscious person can see all his dharma desire at one time and finish all his future transmigration. This facility is specially given to the devotee to make his path clear for returning home back to Godhead. The last line. Because a Krishna conscious person does not have to accept future grass body, his recorded desires are fulfilled in a dream. He wanted to do something in dream, he can do in dream. Finish. We therefore sometimes find things in dream never experienced in our present life. Okay, 17 verse is another question, another doubt. I think verse 70 is another doubt. Another doubt. No grass body? How subtle body function? So subtle body is functioning through grass body, right? Subtle body needs the vehicle, grass body, instrument. If there is no grass body, then he is liberated. This is another concept, this is another doubt. I am ghost, but in Russia, they call guest ghost in their language. So somebody was telling me, you are very good ghost. I was laughing. Russian, they pronounce guest as a ghost. So what is the doubt? Read this doubt. As long as there exists a subtle material body composed of intelligence, mind, senses, sense object, and the reaction of the natural material qualities. So this is the bigger definition of subtle body. What is in the subtle bodies? Can you write now things? What is in the subtle body? Composed of intelligence, mind, senses, sense objects, and reaction of the material qualities. Which means three guna. Number four, consciousness of the false identification and its relative objective, that is grass body, exists as well. Now, the desire in the subtle body of the mind, intelligence, function, cannot be fulfilled without the grass body, composed of material elements, earth, water, fire. When the grass body is not manifest, living entities cannot factually act in the mode of material nature. In this verse, it is clearly explained that subtle activities of the mind and intelligence continue due to the suffering and enjoyment of the living entities, subtle body. So, when the grass body is not there, how can he enjoy? How can he suffer? This is a doubt.
Enters into another's body.
I am not asking you a question. I am saying this is a doubt. Because if we ask question, we cannot finish this. This is a doubt. He is liberated. He is liberated. Senses are actually impression on the mind. This is not I. On the mind, there is impression of the senses, which goes with mind. Even prana goes with mind. That will come. Will come, I think, verse number 74. Full description of the subtle body is verse number 74. And verse 71 and 2 is answer to this question. 72 and 3 is answer to this question. What is the question? If there is no grass body, then liberation? This is the doubt. So, Srila Prabhupada writes, the consciousness of material identification such as I and mind still continues because such consciousness has been extant from time immemorial. However, when one transferred to the spiritual world by virtue of understanding Krishna consciousness, the action and reaction of both grass and subtle bodies no longer bother the spirit soul. So, even grass body is finished, but the subtle body is not liberated. Now, the two answers, 71 and 72, is answer to that doubt. How the answer is given, like, when the living entity is in deep sleep, when he faints, become unconscious, when there is some great shock on account of severe loss, and sometimes he forget himself. After the accident, he don't recognize himself. He don't have a body like. Or an anesthesia, Srila Prabhupada, when they operate, he forget everything. Alright? At the time of death, or when the body's temperature is very high, the moment of the life air is arrested, at that time the living entity loses knowledge of the identifying body with the self. So at that time there is no concept of body. But still, he lives there, that's the point. So Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada writes, while sleeping, we forget the activities of the grass body. When active in the grass body, we forget the activities of the sleeping. Actually, both states, sleeping and waking, are creation of the illusory energy. The living entity has no connection with either the activities of the sleep or the activities of the so-called vacant state. When a person is in a deep sleep or when he has fainted, he forgets his grass body. Similarly, under the chloroform or the anesthetics, there is no pain, operation is going on. Similarly, when he is suddenly shocked, because of great loss, he forgets his identification of grass body. At the time of death also, when temperature is 100 centigrade, in such cases, can you see, in such cases, life air that moves within the body is choked up, and the living entity forgets the identification with the grass body. Because of our ignorance of the spiritual body, of which we have no experience, we do not know of the activities of the spiritual body, and in ignorance, we jump from one false platform to the another. We act sometime in relation to the grass body and sometime in relation to the subtle body. If by Krishna's grace we act in a spiritual body, we can transcend both, the grass and subtle body. In this world, we can gradually train ourselves to act in terms of the spiritual body. As stated in Narada Pancharatra, Rishikesha Rishikena Sevanam Bhaktir Uchyate. So the point is, even here we don't have a body, but still we think he is alive. We call he is there. Even somebody dies, the body is there, we say he's gone, so who is that gone? So it's still the concept of he is there. The concept of he is there. It means if there is no body, but it's still the concept of consciousness of me is there. So next verse.
This verse, I have a little clarification. Why we are experiencing pain?
Why we are experiencing? It's a medical science. It's a medical science. There are sensory receptors all over the body, which is actually a safety mechanism. If there is no pain, if we have no sensation, then we cannot function.
If the soul is completely aloof from the body.
Well, nothing. This pain is experienced by the mind, not the soul. At the mental level, actually. Mental level, you know, some people, they can tolerate a severe pain. Some people cannot tolerate a small pinprick. So this is actually tolerance is at the level of mental play. From soul has nothing to do with all these things. Everything is at the mental platform. So what will they do during the anesthesia? They paralyze the mental system, sensory system. The motor system functions, lungs function, heart function, but only the sensation, they dull the sensation for some time. So, next verse 72. When one is in youth, all the 10 senses in the mind are completely visible. However, in mother's womb or in the boyhood state, the sense organ and the mind remains covered, just as the full moon is covered by the darkness of dark moon night. When there is a dark moon night, doesn't mean that there is no moon in the sky. It is not seen. So similarly, subtle body and all this is inside, but we don't see it in early stages. Like this, the baby cannot have experience of the grown-up boy. So the examples are given like that by the acharyas. So when living entities within the womb, the grass body, the 10 senses, organs and the mind are not fully developed. At such time, the object of senses does not disturb him. In a dream, young man may experience presence of the young woman, who may not be there physically, but the subtle body is still functioning. So, The activities of the subtle and gross bodies depend on how developed conditions are. So these developed conditions may be different. Similarly, the senses of the living entity are there, but they only become active when the gross body and the subtle body are developed. So the gross body is completely dependent on the subtle body, which may not be visible, but it is there. It will manifest in due course of time. The example Jung is said, it's a 5-year girl or boy, there's no other feeling in their mind because it's not developed. But by the age of 15, it will develop. It means it is already there. So verse number 73. When the living entity dreams, the sense objects are not actually present. I am eating pizza in a dream, but there is no pizza there, right? However, because one has associated with the sense object, they become manifest. He has already experience of the things, therefore it comes there. Like I want to eat the jalebi, a gopi. I want need jalebi. You say jalebi, rasgulla. Rasgulla is not there. But watering in the mouth is start, right? Why? We have experience that this thing is like that. Yeah? I have to take bitter medicine. I have not taken. Even time comes and the mind start really having, this is very horrible. So this is something, but even the object is not there, but the functions is going on. So dreams are not completely false, because physically some things are seen. So Srila Prabhupada has written something here. Therefore it is wrong to say child is as good as liberated soul. Can you see the last line? It is sometimes said that because child is innocent, he is completely pure. And then Srila Prabhupada describe here, well, we are in this verse or the previous verse? In this verse now, huh? So this Srila Prabhupada is discussing something which we have discussed in Nectar of Devotion. Can you see this? Koota, Bija, they are there in a seed, they are there about to fructify, they are there. 4 words are there here. The effect of fruit activities reserved in the subtle body appears in 3 concurrent stages. What are these? These are the reactions of the actions. They are in the subtle body, which is mind. One is called bij, which is root. The other is called kutast. It means it's going to manifest, desire. And the another is called phalanavukha, about to fructify. And what we have right now is called prarabdha. So we know this, right? Child may be innocent. It doesn't mean that he is liberated. Because when he become grown up, all the things will manifest. Even if the reaction of subtle body are not manifest, one does not become free from material condition. Therefore, it is wrong to say that child is as good as liberated soul. Now, this is the 74 verses, the full description of the subtle body. Evam panchavidham lingam trivartha shodasha vistritam Esha Chetanya Yukto Jiva Iti Abhidhiyate. So 5 sense objects, the 5 sense organs, and the 5 knowledge acquiring senses and mind, they are 16. These combined with living entity and are influenced by 3 modes of material nature. Thus the existence of the conditioned soul is understood. Mama yuvan sajivan loke. So in this verse we have 2 words. Can you see? What is jiva bhuta? Living entity and is combination of elements combined to form what is called Jiva Bhuta. According to Sri Madhva Acharya, when consciousness, the living force in heart, is agitated by three modes of material nature, then subtle body of the living entity consists of the mind and sense object, the five senses that acquire knowledge and five senses for acting in material conditions become possible. So this is subtle body. Actually, all these 16 things are within subtle body. It's not in the glass body. It's like case. We have like the glasses and a case for glasses. So glass is not a case. So glass body has this eye is actually cases of the eyes. Ear is a case of the eye. It is a boxes. But originally they are on the mind, impression on the mind. So everything is in a miniature there. It only manifests through these all things. So now verse 75. 76 and 7 is another, or 74, 76 and 7, verse 75, anena purusho dehan, yeah, 7 and 76 and 7 is another example, and the example how transmigration take place. And 79 verse is the total cause of all this transmigration, cause of all this. Okay, so 75. Anena purusho dehan upadate vimunchati harsham shokam bhayam dukkham sukham chanena vindati. By virtue of the position of the subtle body, because there is a subtle body, the living entity develops and gives up grass body. He develops and gives up. So he gives up the old and he develops the new. This is known as transmigration of the soul. Thus the soul becomes subjected to, different type of so-called enjoyment, lamentation, fear, happiness and unhappiness. According to this explanation, one can clearly understand that originally the living entity was as good as the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his pure spiritual existence. However, when the mind becomes polluted by the desire for sense gratification in the material world, the living entity dropped into the material conditions. So, this is transmigration. And Srila Prabhupada is saying, now somehow we are in this material world. Mind is polluted. How to purify mind? So Srila Prabhupada is giving a advice. We can purify mind by the process of Krishna consciousness, by which one always think of Krishna as a transcendental process, by which one can revert to the original spiritual existence. Manmana bhavamad bhakto. How can we do this? Archana marag. Again, deity worship. We pay obeisance to the deity. And also associate with the acharya, liberated soul. The acharya must be from parampara praptam. Now the last part. Guided by the so-called psychologists and philosophers, people in the modern age do not know of the activities of the subtle body and thus cannot understand what is meant by the transmigration of the soul. Dehinvasmin is so simple. Now the two verses is another example. How before leaving body, another example. That is, before leaving body, the new body is already created. Example is of the caterpillar. Can you see this caterpillar? The caterpillar transports itself from one leaf to another by capturing one leaf before giving up the other. Similarly, according to his previous work, living entity must capture another body before giving up the one he has. This is because the mind is the reservoir of all kind of desires. So what it means that before we leave this body, the new body already created and soul will go. Like if you are living in some house and you have to vacate this house, you have to arrange the house before and then you vacate. You cannot vacate the house if there is not the other house arranged. So sometimes people say it takes 11 days for the soul from here to go to the Yamaraj and accept the new body. Therefore, the difference is because of the time difference. There 6 months, here 6 months is equal to 1 day there. So here 11 days is a time, a moment for the soul to be there. Because his judgment is there. So therefore 11 days soul is in the home, we say still is in the, because body, we cremate body. Why we cremate body? Because soul will hover on the body, you don't want to leave body. So body is cremated, at least yes, now this body is finished. Then for at least 10 days we recite some Vedic literature in home. Garuda Purana usually, in which the soul's transmigration is described, or Bhagavatam, soul hears that. So on the 11th day actually soul goes there. So this is all rituals have some meaning. It takes time. Even the body, when there is death in somebody, they keep a ghee lamp, which 11 days there. And on 11th day they take it and finish it, which means soul is now leaving the home. And then they go for the final rise to the Haridwar for Ganga. Then now for his deliverance and doing some Pitra Pindadan. That is after 11 day. Because Pindadan means giving him next body. Pind means body. So when we do this ritual of offering Pind, it means we are giving the next body, because on 11th day he will get the body. So we are giving him body. Whatever material we are giving here, he will receive there, wherever he is, in the form of the new body. That is called Pind. Pind means body. The material for the Pind is body. So, caterpillar example. And Srila Prabhupada's purpose is, caterpillar example. Oh, Srila Prabhupada is actually preaching in this purport. He's preaching that nobody wants to leave the body. And particularly these politicians and big businessmen, they are even coma because they don't want to leave body because they're too attached to the body. So the person on the verge of the death remains in the coma for many days before giving up the body. This is common among all so-called leaders and politicians because they don't want to give up their body. Thus he is forced to accept another body. Prakriti kriya manani. These politicians are president and prime minister. They don't know. In the next life they may be dog or hog. Prabhupada is so bold. The conclusion. Go in the next page. Conclusion. The conclusion is that the next body is already determined by superior control. Deva netrena. The living entity immediately give up this present body and enter another. Sometime in the present body, the living entity feels that many of his desires and imaginations are not fulfilled. Those who are overly attached to their life situation are forced to remain in the ghostly body and are not allowed to accept another grass body. Even in the body of the ghost, they create disturbance for neighbors and relatives. The mind is the primary cause of such situation. According to one's mind, different types of bodies are generated. And one is forced to accept, as confirmed in Yam Yam Vapi Sambhavam, all at the time of death. Purusha Prakriti Sto. These are Bhagavad Gita Srila Prabhupada quoted about how the next body is. Now, most important is the Urdhva Gacchanti after this. Root cause, can you find this? Root cause of one's association is mind. This great Krishna conscious movement is the greatest boon to the human society because it is teaching everyone to think always of Krishna by executing devotional service. In this way, at the end of life, one may be transferred to association of Krishna. This is technically called Nitya Leela Praveshit. Nitya Leela Praveshit, entering into the planet of Golok. Okay. 78. As long as we desire to enjoy sense gratification, we create material activities. When the living entity acts in a material field, he enjoys the senses. And while enjoying the senses, he creates the another series of the material activities. In this way, the living entity becomes entrapped as conditioned soul. So here is the mind as a beach. While in the subtle body, we create many plants to enjoy sense gratification. These plants are recorded in the pool of the mind as a bij or the seed. And they cause karma bandhan. Karma bandhan. And how to be free from karma bandhan? Exact immediately Srila Prabhupada remembers, remind us the verse of the Bhagavad Gita. Tadartha karmani. Karma bandhana. Yagya artha karmanu anyatra karma bandhana. We are not work for Vishnu, then karma will be bondage. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Anadi karma phale padi bhava aranal jale. Bhava aranal means ocean of material ocean. So karma bandhan. So who should work or don't work? Srila Prabhupada writes one line. Instead of plunging oneself in ocean of material activities, one should accept material activities only to maintain the body and soul together. Rest of one's time should be devoted to engage in transcendental loving service. So at least we should act just to keep body, and which means eat, sleep. That's all. Now 79 verse is speaking about Bhaj Sarvatmana. It means take shelter of Krishna. Otherwise, the ignorance will bind. Atastada apavadartham bhaja sarvatmana harim pashyam tadatmakam vishvam sthiti utpat upayayata. You should always know that this cosmic manifestation is created, maintained and annihilated by the will of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead. Consequently, everything within this cosmic manifestation is under the control of the Lord. To be enlightened by this perfect knowledge, one should always engage himself in the devotional service to the Lord. Sarvatmana harim bhaja. Bhaja means render devotional service. So self-realization, understanding oneself as a Brahma or soul, is very difficult in the material condition. However, if we accept the devotional service of the Lord, Lord will gradually reveal himself. It means it's not that we can see God, but God can reveal by his mercy. Mayasakt. If we are actually yogam yunjan, if we practice devotional service, then Krishna will manifest himself. Mayasakt manaha parath yogam yunjam madashraya asankhyam samagram mam gyasi yata tat shrano. Yeah, this is asakt, because this is actually the eighth stage of the devotional faith, asakt. Mai asakt mana means after ruchi. It means just at the level of spontaneous love. It's the highest position. People say Gita is teaching us renunciation, anasakti. No, Gita is asakti. Krishna says asakta mana. He never say anasakta. Anasakta vishya. Give up the sense gratification. So actually in this verse Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that the ignorance, verse 79, to counteract ignorance, which is the, to counteract ignorance, to counteract ignorance, which is the cause of all transmigration. Because avidya is the cause of all suffering. Avidya and then desires and then sin and then birth. So how to counteract the ignorance or the seed? By process of surrendering to the Supreme Lord, Harim Bhaja. Right? Now, Narada is leaving. He has finished his job. So Maitreya Rishi is speaking. So Maitreya speak. What Maitreya is saying now? Bhagavata Mukhyo Bhagavan. Narado Hansayo Ragatim. Pradrasya hi amom atmantriya siddha lokam tato agama bhagavato mukhyo bhagavan. So Maitreya Rishi is telling to the Vidura, Bhagavata of the devotees, Mukhya the chief, Bhagavan the most powerful. These are three words are used for Narada. How powerful he is. He is preaching to the king and he has changed his mind. So he is very powerful among the devotees. Narado Hansayor, he is of the living entity and the Lord. Hansayor means these are the two, soul and super soul. He spoke about Hansayo, two Hansa. Yesterday we discussed two Hansa. One is the soul and one is the super soul. So by speaking about the knowledge of the Hansayo Gatim, Gatim means how they manifest, what is their constitution. Pradarshya, he showed. Amantra means he invited him. After inviting, he left for Siddhaloka. So Srila Prabhupada's purport is, well, the great sage Maitreya continued, Supreme Lord, Supreme Devotee, the great saint Narada thus explained to King Pratin Barahi the constant position of the Supreme Person of Guardian and Living Entity, Hansa, both. After giving an invitation to King, means come to the spiritual world, Narada Muni left to the Siddha Ashram. And Srila Prabhupada gives the geography of the Siddha Ashram. Siddha Lok or Brahma Lok are both within the same planetary system. Brahma Lok is understood to be the highest planet, where Brahma Lok and Siddha Lok is considered one of the satellite of Brahma Lok. It's like Brahma is a father and Narada is a son. So son is living next door to the father. Is okay? And inhabitant of the Siddha Lok, they are all perfect mystic yogis. They can go to any planet. That's what it is given here. Okay. Now what happened to Prachin Bharit? What is the result of the preaching? There's the next verse. In the presence of his ministers, the saintly king Prachin Barahi left order for his sons to protect the citizen. Praja Saraga Abhirakshase Rakshane. Praja means citizens, sarga abhirakshane, nicely protect them. He then left home and went off to undergo austerity in a holy place known as Kapilashram. Kapilashram is, where is Kapilashram? Ganga Sagar. Prabhupada gives the information. Every makar on the back of the purport that is written. It is written on the back. So Kapil is Siddhanam Kapilo Asmi. So Kapil is Siddha. So Narad went to the Siddhashram and he invited Prayachinbari to come to the Siddhashram. The Kapil is a Siddha. Kapilam Siddhanam Kapilo Asmi, Bhagavad Gita. So Prajara Sarga, Srila Prabhupada's purpose is on Prajasarga. And Veera Raghav Acharya says Prajasarga means Varnashram. That is all Varnashram. It should be Varnashram. Otherwise, every year legislation will not, the government will not be successful. To rule the mass of citizens in state and keep them in complete progressive order is not possible simply by passing laws every year in legislative assembly. The Varnashram is the essential in good government. That's what Srila Prabhupada is quoting Veera Raghav Acharya. Is it okay? That is how to protect the citizens. So Sridhar Swami informs the next page to us that Kapil Ashram is located at the confluence of the Ganga, Bay of Bengal, okay? And Srila Prabhupada, Makar Sakranti, there is always, every year there is a big mela and ISKCON has a big footfall relief program there. Oh, 82. What happened when he went there? What was the result for king? The result was this. Having undergone austerities and penance at Kapil Ashram, King Prachinbari attained full liberation from all material desolations. He constantly engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord and attained the spiritual position qualitatively equal to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It means he reached to the spiritual planet. The significant word is Tat Samyatam Agat. Samyatam means equal. King attained position possessing the same status or same form, which means Sarupya or Salokya, something like that. Which this definitely proves that Supreme Personality Godhead is always person. Samya means compared to that. So king is a person, so he got a person. It's not impersonal. Alright? The next is how to be free from material world, Devi Esh Gunamai. Next para below this translation. In the material state, the living entity is on the Jiva Bhuta platform. There are two words here. When the living entity is conditioned, is called Jiva Bhuta. When he is liberated, is called Brahma Bhuta. So these are two words are here described here. Living entity is Jiva Bhuta, and when he is liberated, is called Brahma Bhuta. And then after liberation, his real devotional services start. After Brahma Bhuta, actual devotional services start. Now, there is also the one word Dhira or Veera. In some Bhagavatam, it says some writing is called Dhira and some it is called Veera. But both are okay. Dhira means sober, Veera means powerful. Srila Prabhupada gave Dhira or Veera, both means it is good. Now the benediction. My dear Vidura, one who hears this narration, you have heard this. Concerning the understanding of the living entity's spiritual existence, as described by the great sage Narad, or who relate it to others, if you preach, will be liberated from bodily concept of life. Hari Bol. Is it okay? Srila Prabhupada's purpose is material, this material creation is a spirit soul's dream. Actually, all existence is in material world is a dream of Mahavishnu. Is a dream of Mahavishnu. Yatakarna vajale bhajati samabhyoga nidram ananta jagatanda Saroma Kupaha. This is Sripati. When the living entity is fortunate enough to associate with Sri Narada Mahatma Muni or his servants, he is liberated. 84. This narration is spoken by the great sage Narada, is full of transcendental fame of personality of regarded Mukunda. It says there, Devarishi Varya Mukunas Atma Savacham Kirtananda Dagachi Parameshtyam Mukunda Yas Etan Mukunda Yashasa. This is all glories of Mukunda. This narration is spoken by the great sage Narada, is full of transcendental fame, yes, of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of living entities and help him attain the spiritual identity. One who relates the transcendental narration will be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. These two are Shruti Pal, are the benedictions. And Srila Prabhupada's purpose is, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confronted Cheto Darpan Marjanam, more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. Three things. Talk about Krishna, think about Krishna, preach about Krishna. Parameshtyam, the one of the meaning of the Parameshtyam is Brahmalok. Well, then the other meaning of Parameshtyam is actually Supreme Lord, also the another meaning. But here Srila Prabhupada is giving good information. It means those who are on the Brahma's planet, they are doing this thing. What they are doing? Speaking about Krishna, thinking of Krishna. Therefore, from Brahmalok they will go to the spiritual planet. That's what the information is here. Is it okay? They will be transferred from there. Now, 85, the last of the section, with a little footnote after that. The allegory of King Puranjan described here and according to the authority was heard by me from my spiritual master. Who is the spiritual master of Maitreya Rishi?
Krishna.
Huh?
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Everybody's spiritual master is Krishna. Uddhava, no. This is also concoction. That is right, but what he said here, why he cannot say, learn from Krishna? He has told his parampara in third canto. From Balaram, from Ananta, Parasar Rishi, my spiritual master, he has told his Sankhyayan Muni. Balaram, Sankhyan Muni, Parasar Muni, he told me, he has told his parampara before he started speaking to Vidura.
So,
read third canto, you have done third canto. Find out the parampara, because he only spoke after telling his parampara. It means he is a bona fide speaker. He said, this knowledge which I have received is coming from Balaram, Anant Sesh, through Sankhyan Muni. And from Sankhya Muni to Parashar Muni. And from Parashar I got it like that. So he's telling his parampara. Krishna imparted him Bhagavatam, that's there. But this is saying my spiritual master is actually this parampara. He's speaking of his parampara. So he started by telling parampara and he's ending this with parampara. Find out the parampara of Maitreya Rishi from third canto, okay? Right. And it is full of spiritual knowledge. If one can understand the purpose of this allegory, he will certainly be relieved from the bodily conception and will clearly understand life after death. Although one may not understand what transmigration of the soul actually is, one can fully understand it by studying this narration. If he reads this, he will understand this. Oh, Srila Prabhupada is writing here in this Adhyatma Paroksham Idam Maya Adhigatam Adbhutam Evam Istriyashrama Punshas Chinno Amutracha Sanshaya. Istriyashram, same thing. The word istri meaning along with wife is significant. I think Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has given some other meaning of istriya, which means intelligence, polluted intelligence. Because Puranjan was attracted to the ignorant, polluted intelligence. That is actually istri there. So both meanings are there. And then Srila Prabhupada is actually quoting, it is the hard knot within the heart attraction. Then he's quoting 5th canto, normal verse. Punsha istri maithuni bhavanetan tayor mitto hirdaya granthim aho. Hirdaya granthi, knot. And this will lead to the whole parampara, graha, kshetra, sutta, apat, vitta. So he needs home, he needs children, he needs money. This will continue. A special note. Can you go in a special note? So, I think Vidya Dhvaj Tirath in Madhva Acharya, he says there are two verses after 45 and two verses after 79. Say in some editions, there are two extra verses after 45 and two after 75. So, two after 45 are this 1a and 1b, 2a. A desire to maintain body, wife and children is also observed in the animal society. The animal have full intelligence to manage such affair. If the human being is simply advanced in this respect, what is the difference between the him and the an animal? One should be very careful to understand that this human life is attained after many, many births in evolutionary process. A learned man who gives up the bodily conception of life, both grass and subtle, will, by the enlightenment of the spiritual knowledge, become a prominent individual spirit soul as the Supreme Lord is also. Srila Prabhupada's translation. Well, human is called rational animal, man is called rational animal. Rationality is also in the animals. Unless there is a rationality, how can the animal maintain the body and work hard to maintain the family? That the animals are not rational is untrue. Their rationality, however, is not very advanced. So animals are also rational. The next. Bhakti Krishna Daya Jiveshwa. Akuntha Jnanam Atmani Yati Syad Atmano Bhuyat Apavargastu Sankshati. Bhakti Krishna. If we develop devotion to Krishna, Daya Jiveshu, if we become merciful to the living entities. Akuntha Jnanam Atmani. If we can have a Akuntha means which is not obstructed by anything. Clear knowledge about the Atma. Yadi syad, if we can have Atmano bhuyad, apavargas have been liberated. Sansarti of the birth and death. If a living entity is developed in Krishna consciousness and merciful to others, and if his spiritual knowledge of self-realization is perfect, he will immediately attain liberation from the bondage of material. So daya jiveshu, Prabhupada, dava jiveshu. Mercy to other living entities. This means he must preach this knowledge after practicing, after perfecting himself. and understanding his own position as an eternal servant of Krishna. Preaching this is showing real mercy to, preaching is the real mercy to the living entities. Other type of humanitarian work may be temporarily beneficial for the body, but because living entity is a spirit soul, so preaching is jivadaya. Preaching is jivadaya. This is most important. Preach, preach, preach. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jivera Swarupa Krishna, okay? One should know the facts perfectly and should preach. Janam Sarthak Kari Kar Parupkar. If one realizes that he is an eternal servant of Krishna but does not preach it, his realization is imperfect. His realization is imperfect. Therefore, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says, only chanting in secluded place is useless. Go and preach. In this way, people who do not preach are criticized. There are many Vaishnavas in Vrindavan who do not like preaching. They chiefly try to imitate Haridas Thakur. The actual result of their so-called chanting is in secular place, however, is that they sleep and think of woman and money. Similarly, one who simply engages in temple worship but does not see the interest of the mass of the people or cannot recognize devotee is called Kanishta Adhikari. So two things. Preach and only temple worship just for money is no. Also take care of mass of people and preach to them. Our temples are established as a university to educate the people in Krishna consciousness. The last verse after 79. Everything happening within time, which consists of past, present and future, is merely a dream. That is the secret understanding of all Vedic literature. Everything is dream. The actual reality is Krishna and service to Krishna, which can save us from the cultures of the Maya. For the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Maam eviya prapadyante mayam etan taranti te. Hare Krishna. So here we end our 29th chapter, Transmigration. So maybe technical few things, but it's very good to understand subtle body and how it functions and how it carries the soul from one to other body. So three subjects we discussed. Allegory of the Puranjan, powerful preaching of the dear allegory, and transmigration of the soul. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol. Again, see you sometime.